this is Pamela Badilla, your neighbor from Data Data International Folkloric Theater, and you're listening to your radio station, WGXC, Acre, New York, hands-on community radio for Columbia and Greene County. Enjoy.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at WGXC.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Spike's Record Rack in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to
Something happens in the room. Our hands go up. We can't wait to see what you're gonna do. When we speak your name, power is released. As we bow down before you, every demon has to flee. Do what you wanna do. Something happens.
Something happens in the room.
Our hands go up. And we can't wait to see.
Wait to see what you're gonna do.
We can't wait to see what you are going to do.
We can't wait to see what you're gonna do. Jesus, Jesus, show up, show out. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Love you, Lord. Love you, Lord. Love you out there too, beloved. Yes, we do, because God loves you. And who are we not to? This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you are listening to The Bright Side. There is a bright side somewhere. It is right here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. Yes, beloved, this is listener-supported radio for open ears. And I am here, but not alone. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are with me wherever I go, with you too, if you knew. And our audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin of Martin AV Services is here. How are you today, bruh?
I'm doing well, and I hope the same is for our Bright Side listeners. What a wonderful way to start your Sunday.
Amen. Start Sunday, start the week. Praise the Lord. And it's the last week of October. Can you believe that? My goodness, my God, time don't wait for nobody. And we're not going to waste any time here or any time out there, right? Because time, you can't get it back. The only thing you can't get back, you can lose anything else. Except, you know, your life, but then you get that back too in Jesus Christ. So, yeah, time is about the only thing we can't get back. So, beloved, we're not going to waste time. We're going to invest time in some good music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Yes, we do. You heard Speak Your Name by Brother Anthony Brown. Just love him, love him. And we got more music in the room. Miss Tasha Cobbs Leonard. I think she might be Pastor Tasha Cobbs. Speak, Brother Myron Butler. I Need You, The Walls Group. Bless the Lord, Brother Ty Tribbett. He Made a Way, Brother Travis Green. I think he might be a pastor now. Undefeated, Bishop Marvin Sapp, and Your Worthy New Direction. We've got 7 songs, 31 minutes of back-to-back music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. So let the music play today in the room. Speak, I need you. Bless the Lord, He made a way. Undefeated, you're worthy. Here we go, beloved. After that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
I'm not forsaken, never alone. The God of heaven calls me His own. He's not just seated upon the throne. I know He's right here inside my home. I've got a treasure here in my heart, and in my weakness, it won't depart. I have a Savior who will abide. He's not just with me, He lives inside. Just go as Daniel is. Our God will bring you out, and He will testify. He shuts the lion's mouth. Go ask those Hebrew boys if He'll stick by your side. They will identify the fourth man in the fire. They'll tell you, oh, I have a Savior who will abide.
I search the earth below,
he's there.
If I make my bed in hell,
he's there.
No matter where I go,
he's there.
Where can I run from his spirit?
He's there.
Where can I go from his presence?
He's there.
Even in the deepest depths,
he's there.
No matter where I go,
he's there.
If I search the heavens high,
he's there.
If I search the earth below,
he's there.
If I make my bed in hell,
he's there.
No matter where I go,
he's there.
Where can I go from his spirit?
He's there.
Where can I go from his presence?
He's there.
Whatever God has decreed to you, speak into
the atmosphere.
Lay your hands on yourself this time.
I shall have
what I decree.
Yes, I
I shall have
what I decree.
Yes, I
believe
it belongs to me. So I'm going to open up your mouth and speak it to
the atmosphere.
But you gotta believe it in your heart and in your spirit. Speak into the atmosphere.
Speak into the atmosphere.
Just walk around your house and begin to speak it, speak it, speak it, speak it, speak it to. Whatever it is, just speak.
Open up your mouth and declare.
what I decree. Yes, I believe.
Yes, I believe.
It belongs to me.
It belongs to me.
So I'm going to
speak into the atmosphere.
Yeah. All over the house,
speak.
Right where you are, speak into
the atmosphere.
Give the Lord praise in the house.
Lord, you should know I've tried it on my own. Put my faith in me, but the truth came to be, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. And I'm sure you can tell, but I ain't been well. Away from your presence, feeling lost, getting desperate. I need you. Lord, I need you. Living on my own. Everything is going wrong, didn't want to admit it, but now, Lord, I get it. I need you, Lord, I need you.
And I want you to know, wherever you go, I follow you, Lord, you see me through, Lord, I need you.
No strings, doing my part, you can have all of me. Nothing will ever come between. Lord, I need you.
We're gonna clap your hands, y'all. Come on, we're gonna take it back. bless the Lord. We're going to take it back. We're going to bless the Lord. We're going to take it back. We're going to bless the Lord. We're going to take it back. Hey, here we go now.
Lord, you're worthy.
Say, Lord, you're worthy.
Lord, you're worthy
of the glory.
not knowing how we'll get through this test. But holding on to faith, you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out, and you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap us in your arms and step in. And everything we need you to supply. You got this in control, and now we know that you made a way when our backs were
against the wall, and it looked as if it was over.
Lord, you made a way, and we're standing here,
and we're standing here
only because
you made a way.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Oakland, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. We are listener-supported radio for open ears. And this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. This is The Bright Side. And there's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me right now on WGXC. WGXC.org online all the time. Yes, beloved, we come on Sunday mornings with the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And we got more music coming your way. Yes, beloved. We made a way. Brother Travis Green, in Undefeated. Marvin Sapp in Your Worthy New Direction. After that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for the day.
He's won the most. undefeated champion, be seated on your throne, ruler, redeemer, savior of the world. Who else could take the sting of death as a man? Resist temptation like mine. You've proven your power and showed us the way, so we could win every time.
So rise up, champion, we're victorious. Who is greater than? Nothing can defeat our God. Rise up, champion, we're victorious. Who is greater? Nothing can defeat us. Baby.
said, and we give you.
Hallelujah. God, you're worthy, and we give you the praise. Yes, Lord, yes. Oh, my Jesus. None of us created a moon or a sun or any of the stars, right? Hallelujah. The Creator is worthy, and we give him the praise. We could not determine whether we woke up this morning or not, but by the finger of God's love, we woke up this morning. We had health and strength, a sound mind, a reasonable portion of health and strength in some cases. Hallelujah. Holding on to our sanity in some cases. Amen. And being restored and renewed in health and strength, sound mind also. All of that. Hallelujah. By the hand and the grace of God. So, God, you're worthy of our praise. You're worthy of the glory, and you're worthy of the honor. Yes, beloved. I know that's so. And I want to share today, talk about surrendering and just giving it all to God. I remember the song, they don't sing some of these hymns too much these days, but when I was coming up in the church, and particularly as an adult, when I gave life to Christ and took my relationship with God seriously, and I would present myself at the house of worship, and All to Jesus I Surrender is a song that just used to minister to me in the core of my being. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him and in his presence daily live. The other day I was reading through the Our Daily Bread devotional, and the writer was talking about surrendering to God. And so I wanted to share some of that with you this morning, beloved. Sometimes it's hard to, or we forget that we have an almighty God who is sovereign. His ways are not our ways, his thoughts are not our thoughts. But if we can just yield and surrender, you know, what kind of work you do, what kind of job you do, you clock in or you punch in or you just have to show up. But by the time when you cross that threshold into that company door, amen, you have surrendered yourself for the next 8, 10, 12 hours. You have surrendered yourself, and you are surrendered yourself to those who make the decisions for that company. It could be the board members. It could be the CEO. It could be the office manager. But we have surrendered. You know, when we bring our children and drop them off at school, we surrender them to the school system. Yes, we do. And for those 5-6 hours that they are in the school building, they are under the authority of the school administrators and the teachers and the staff. And, you know, so surrendering is something that we do, not even thinking about it, beloved. But when it comes to surrendering to God, it's a funny thing. When it comes to surrendering God, all of a sudden we want to be independent and we want to be the ones in charge and the ones in control. No, beloved, hallelujah. Every morning I say, God, well, I don't say it every morning, but I want to say it every morning. And I say it a lot of mornings, you know, I give you this day, I give you this day. Help me through this day. Show me the way through this day. Order my steps in this day. Hallelujah. Make a way for me in this day. Let me know what I need to do in this day. Surrendering to God. Psalm 37 and verse 5, it says, commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him and he will do it. And in verses 1 through 6, I want to read 1 through 6. It says, do not fret because of those who are evil or be envious of those who do wrong. For like grass, they will soon wither. Like grass, green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn and your vindication like the noonday. The scripture and the psalmist tells us and talks to the people about, you know, folks that are just, they just don't do the right thing, and they do the wrong thing for the wrong reasons. They do the right thing for the wrong reasons. Sometimes people can just be mean, nasty, evil. Oh my gosh. And we deal with these kind of people from time to time. Some, you know, might be living under our roof sometimes, you know. Some are waiting for us when we get in the school building or when we get to the office space, right? And you know, certainly evil is all over the land. And, you know, this past week, and we remember and pray for the victims, those who had passed on from this world, to the hands of a deranged person, demonically possessed, beloved, demonically possessed, to go out and to just shoot indiscriminately, not under attack, not in self-defense, people that you don't even know, take their lives, hurt them, their families, injure people, do this to your family, right? That's just demonic. There's a spirit that's operating in a mind like that. And, you know, we have to pray for people to get back to knowing God, because the power of God is what overcomes the power of evil. The power of God is what can take a deranged mind and make it a sane mind. But commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him and he will do it for you. Yeah, commit your way to the Lord and you won't pick up that gun and go out there on a rampage. Commit your way to the Lord. Say, God, I am mad. I am pissed. Lord, I could go off, but I'm coming to you. Got to get me through this. You got to help me with this. You know, God, I don't want to go on. You know, God, it's just too much. And someone gave me a refrigerator magnet the other day, beloved, and it said, when the life is too much for you to stand, kneel, right? Amen. To know that we can go to God. Surrender to God. Surrender to God. In this daily bread devotional, the writer shared this. It said, God doesn't help those who help themselves. We all were told that. I remember when I was told that as a child, probably have said it in my lifetime to a few. But the reality is that he helps those who trust in and rely on him. He helps those who trust him and rely on him. There's another hymn we used to sing, and it says, the arms of flesh will fail you, you know, and I just thought that was so cruel and so cold to be saying that the arms of flesh will fail you, you know, especially when, you know, you have good friends and good family supports and things like that, and then life keeps happening, and the friends move away, or they die off, or you're no friends no more. Family members die off that were there for you, or they've moved away, or they're going through their own thing, and they can't be there for you the way you wanted them or needed or expected they would be, right? And that's why it's such a blessing for us to know that God is there. He's there to help us with every aspect of our lives, if it's emotional support, if it's mental, if it's spiritual, this physical, financial. God is there to help us. Amen. He's not going to rain money out of the sky when we talk about helping us financially, but he will just make a way where there seems to be no way. Just, you know, and that's independent. That's unique for each individual. He knows us uniquely. And so he knows how to supply what we need when we are surrendered to God, when we are surrendered to God. Can't pimp God out. Can't only just come to God, you know, say, gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy. Nah, but a relationship with God. And it starts with surrendering ourselves to God. The songwriter said, all to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him and in his presence daily live. The devotional writer in Our Daily Bread, he goes on to tell the story about this actor, and he's the lead in this TV series. I think it's, I don't know which streaming service it's on, but it's called The Chosen. It's been talked up a lot. I've watched a couple of episodes myself. And he tells the story about how this actor who ended up with the lead role had been living in Los Angeles for 8 years. He didn't have any food. He was down to his last dime. And he literally prayed, I surrender, I surrender, I surrender. Later that day, things began to change for him. And in a couple of months, he had the lead part in that TV series, which has become a hit. He came to know that God is able when we surrender all to him. In Psalm 37, rather than being envious of and fretting over those who are evil and those who are prospering year after year, time after time, while others are suffering, the psalmist invites us to surrender everything to God. And when we center our daily activities on him, listen to this, beloved, trust in him, hallelujah, and do good, take delight in him, and surrender to him all our desires, problems, and anxieties, and the daily events of our lives, God will direct us and give us peace. And I want to close out and, you know, share, I'm out of my time, but just want to share the other day, you know, the adversary was trying to get in my head and, you know, you don't have this and you need that. And I just began to thank God for how he looks out for me. Thank God for what he provides for me. Thank God for what he's done for me. Thank God for what he's doing for me. Thank God for how he's taking care of me. And listen, it ain't been no flowery bed of ease. You know, even people that have money don't have a flowery bed of ease. Fame and fortune doesn't guarantee you that either. But you can get in the presence of God. And I tell you, as I began to thank God for the way he takes care of me and thank God for the way he's provided for me, hallelujah, the peace of God just came upon my heart. Yes, beloved, time after time, he does it every time, right? God will direct us and give us his peace. Listen, I'm out of time. I just want to say all to Jesus, I surrender. All to him, I freely give. I will ever love and trust him and in his presence daily live. I surrender all. Listen, beloved, God's got us. God's got us. Yes, he does. And this is Maverick City featuring Kirk Franklin with the message and the music. God's got us.
Promise. Just
say yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I've seen him do miracle. Yes, the impossible.
Oh my God. Whew, I hope that helps you today to remember that. I know it helps me. I know it helps many. I know it can help you too. Just say, God, I know you got this. I know you got this. Even through the tears, God, I know you got this. Even through the fears, God, I know you got this. In the Bible, in the Word of God, in Isaiah 41 and verse 10, God says, do not fear. I am with you. I am with you. He's in it. He's in it, and he's in it to win it. Amen. Let him work through you. Let him work for you. God's got us, all right? Well, I want to say happy birthday, last happy birthday. Shout out to the October babies, and I pray that you have a wonderful day, just to know on your special day that God brought you here and sent you here. You came here. Sometimes I think the angels are sitting around the throne saying, send me, send me. And here comes this little life that grows up in promise and purpose in the plan of when we surrender. So, beloved, happy birthday to you, October babies. A blessed Hallow Eve, All Saints Eve, All Saints Day Eve on November 1st, All Saints Day. I don't acknowledge, I don't recommend, I don't celebrate Halloween. I know people think it's harmless and it's fun and all that stuff, but I don't know, man. You look at how it's bloomed and blossomed and how evil has just ran rampant all over the land. I don't know, maybe we could dial step back on some of this Grim Reaper slasher killer stuff and see if it can change. I don't know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years before we might see the change. But anyway, happy All Saints Day, all right? And happy birthday, October babies. And the Lord say the same. We'll be together again. Listen, I hope to see you, but until we see or meet or speak, remember never to forget God loves you. Don't quit in the dip. Hallelujah. God's got us. We'll wait for you, Lord. GET Legacy takes us out. We'll wait for you.
Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. I know you hear us when we pray. So I know we'll overcome. Till then, we'll wait for you.